Yo guys, what's up? I'm Mel and this is the Career Christian Podcast. Yay! Welcome to our new teammates who are listening for the first time. So the thing is, I always like to call people who relate with this platform teammates, you know, just to incorporate that office culture. Thank you so much to our homie teammates who were with us in the last episode. Thank you, and it's really great to have you listening again. It's the third episode and I am so glad. I'm really excited. You know, I'm literally celebrating little beginnings and I love it. The episode today is titled When You Don't Have a Job. I don't know which is tougher, between looking for a job immediately after school or a job search after a job loss. Which you can drop something in the comment section if you have an answer to this, you know, or you can send a DM on Instagram at The Career Christian. I would really love to like hear your opinion. In my own opinion, I believe that none of them feels good. For the former, I really cannot relate so well because I actually got a job immediately I was done with school. So, and it was quite a sound job. Yeah, so I really don't have that. I really never have felt that feeling. But I can imagine being without a job after a long time after grad. Sorry, being without a job for a long time after grad. It can be so overwhelming. From the experiences I've heard from some of my guys, you know, there can be serious FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. When you see your friends that didn't do as good as you did in school getting a job. A good job, save a year or two after they click a new whip. And they're putting over social media. My dear. All of that. They're living life. You see them living life and all of that. And they're just there. Maybe broke or maybe not. You know, living with your parents. And some African parents can make it hard for you, eh? Some don't, actually. So you also might not be comfortable seeing, like, some of you that don't, you know, from a wealthy home. You know, you're just not comfortable with your mother or your father hustling really hard, you know, just so that your family can feed and you're just there looking. I'm sure he's not even going to look good to you. Then he really takes a lot of angle, but I mean, the conversation is that you don't have a job after graduation. Even if it's comfortable, even if it's not comfortable, even if it's unbearable or bearable, you don't have a job after grad. It's a lot, you know, so you just want to have a job at all costs. You're even willing to accept any offer that comes your way. Is that bad? But the real adulting is visible when you decide not to live with your parent again. Yeah, at this point, you've probably gotten a job and you just say, okay, mom, dad, I want to get my own apartment. You know, I want to be free. Anyways, you start to pay bills, live life and also, and you just stepping out of your house. You're just opening the door of your house, debit alert. You step out of that house, debit alert. You pay bills back to back and service charge in Lagos can be crazy now. I don't know how. Service charge, say, if you put them together, service charge could be even more than the rent you're paying. It's crazy. Then some of you coconut heads, except, you know, you maybe get really hard and then you decide to like ask your parents for money, and that thing can be really awkward. You coconut heads will still choose suffering over asking your parents for money. So maybe you're still with that in that job and you're adulting, you know, in quotes. Something now happens. Your company decides to downsize and it affects you. Maybe you were on probation and you were sure that you'd be retained, but they did not retain you. Or they even fire you at worst. You lose your job. It can be tough, I say. Like, really tough. So that brokenness comes knocking on your door. How would you pay your rent in the coming year? How would you feed all the flangering that you do all over Lagos? When your friend invites you for a boat cruise, safe, that you enjoy so much. You're like, no, this, you're always finding excuses. You can't even post those pink pictures you post on social media again. All those, your fake lifeism kind of. You cannot afford those two places anymore. The shortly apartment you always, you know, go, you know, just for that soft life that you're presenting on social media. no more, they all end. Hey Jesus. Not even that song that is trending all over social media now. Let me even try to sing it. Adulthood now scam, you better get time for your mind. You got to also make a living 24/7. Nobody go ask you if you don't chop. Nobody go send you free money. If you don't get now, you sabi. Adulthood now scam. Don't ask me. Don't even don't ask me. I got to know that song. Please, that song is all over social media. And listening to that song can be so depressing. Like, it just dawns on you. You can relate, literally. So everybody singing that song on IG, and then it makes a whole lot of sense to you, no matter how crazy it is. You might even want to start crying. My dears, I feel your pain, eh? I really do. It can be so tough. You know the saying that when life throws you lemons, what do you do? What do you do? You make lemonade juice and sip it. Sip it with happiness that yes, it was you that actually squeezed that lemon, squeezed the juice out of the lemons. From my own personal experience, actually, I've had that jobless climax, you know, something that I didn't even expect. I didn't see it coming. And guess what? It was that period I truly, truly met God, you know. And I felt, is this what I've been missing? Like, I instantly stopped feeling overwhelmed about the whole situation. I began to seek God's direction for my life. I started reading the word. I started reading, studying my Bible even more. I prayed more often, and I was literally receiving a lot of leadings from God. Yes, I was searching for a job at that period, even though, fortunately for me, I was getting callbacks from this company that I applied to, but I declined all of them. Story for another day, because my case was actually very quite different. The point where the job loss got me was that the job I lost was my dream job, even though those callbacks that I got, they were not as, you know, paying as, you know, the job that I had before. Like, it was actually literally my dream job, and I was so much into it. It was all over my life. It was, let me say, it was actually 95% of my life. My job took over 95% of my life. Like, I literally didn't have a life, literally. But that's a story for another day. Sure. So I lost the job. In shorts, I lost that job. But what I didn't know was that God had a bigger plan for me. But I thank God that I realized early enough. After I lost my job, I felt down for a moment. But I mean, it rang in my heart that there was a reason, and I had so many justifications that I know that they were just no natural. I'm sure they were actually from the Holy Spirit, you know. So what do you do at this tough point? Like me, number one, take a step back, breathe for a moment, accept that you needed this rest. Your job was totally all over you, like me. Like, you literally didn't have a life like I didn't when I was without my dream job, you know. Your alarm rings in the middle of the night so you could complete one task before daybreak. You probably were overwhelmed over meeting deadlines or reporting something before COB. You know, you could even be traumatized, and some of you don't even know. Maybe commuting every day was traumatizing. Getting late to work and you're getting into serious trouble. It was not your fault that a trailer fell on the road and there was a lot of traffic, but, or it rained so heavy that there was so much flood, you know. But your boss would always want to make your life miserable. Is it not worth it? Or is it your remote job? Hey, remote job. I feel for me, remote jobs can be the worst. Honestly, a lot is expected from you. Yes, I've been remotely working all my life, and I always argue with anybody that it's the best. Honestly, it can be overwhelming. It can take over. You literally can lose your life. I mean, you literally won't have a life if you don't know how to, like, manage these things, if you don't know how to strike a very good balance. Funny enough, I had colleagues that were able to strike a balance, and I'm like, how are you guys doing it? Because I'm trying my best. I just don't have a work-life balance. Even if I try to go out and chill, or, you know, take a break from work, I'm with my laptop.
I literally would carry my laptop to the beach, or, you know, take it to a lounge or something and be working as I'm chilling in court. But honestly, my brain is not chilling, and I can't sleep for a moment without thinking that, oh, there's something I have to do, or maybe there's a deadline I have to catch up with. Or during the weekend, and I'm like, let me finish my work, let me finish this task that I have little to do on Monday. Unfortunately, the more I finish them, the more work I get. So I'm sure this is the situation for a lot of people who work remotely. Remote job, my dear. Well, I feel like there should be a balance, yeah. Maybe hybrid will do. Maybe hybrid will do, but I mean, it can be really overwhelming. So, you know, there are so many cares. If in fact, so much is expected from you. Like, even if it's just to, like, do unnecessary tasks, your boss sometimes can give you unnecessary tasks, things that you know that you're sure that you don't need, but just do them, and they'll just keep them in the drive. You know, they don't just want to pay you for being on their team alone, or your name on the list of teammates. You just must be doing something. Even if it's to send unnecessary emails with everyone in copy, just don't sit idle. Don't be silent. Okay, so I just needed to breathe. Agree with yourself that there was a reason you had to lose that job. Yeah. Accept it. There's nothing you can do about it. Don't feel like, oh, it was your fault, or maybe you were not serious enough, or and a lot. It could even be your negligence, but just accept that there was a reason you had to lose that job. You understand? Yes. Number two is if your former job affected your worshiping God, if it was a total distraction from your faith, agree with yourself that you needed this moment. Literally, you totally stopped going to church, you stopped praying, and you don't even know if you still have, or you forgot that you had your Bible app in your phone. My dear, you needed this. It's time to get back on track. Take your faith work more seriously. This will help you finally know what God will have you do. You will follow in His direction and He will lead you. That's literally, for me, the greatest satisfaction. There's this peace that comes with when you know you're doing what you have been called to do. Number three, upskill, or what was it called? Get a training. You know, acquire more skills. There's probably a reason you're not getting that job. There's a reason they're not calling you back at where you applied. Don't let your CV remain. Yeah, there's someone that tells me that don't let your CV remain. Oh yeah, I think it's, yeah, I remember the person would say, don't let your CV remain the same way it was since you lost your job. Like, okay, this is the thing that maybe you were an entry level employee, you're just there, nothing, or you probably are, you know, anything, sha. Do not let your CV remain maybe for the way it is 6 months ago. Nah. Get a training. Get a certificate as well. Or, you know, you probably haven't proven yourself special at those places you're applying to. And don't forget that you're not the only one applying to these companies you're applying to. There are other applicants who are standing out. So if you know that you want to, if you really wish to stand a chance of getting that job that you dream of, or that job that you're applying for, try to stand out, get a certificate. Yeah, you know, check out the trends, you know, maybe project management courses, you know, maybe or even study, understand the requirement of the job you're trying to apply for, feed yourself with the right information to make you stand out. Start a business. That's number four. That stuff is not for everybody, but if it applies to you, this is a call to get on it. Start your business already, no matter how small. It just might be where you'd make it faster. Everyone believes that being self-employed helps you generate wealth. So do the next legal thing that you can. It doesn't apply to everybody like me. I don't know if I can really do business, but, you know, if you're a business-minded person, please hit it. The most important thing is that you should find yourself. I think the most important thing of all these things we've been talking about is to find yourself. If you're lost already as a result of your situation, take a moment to be happy that you are alive. Honestly, life is too short don't think that's not the end. You losing your job is not the end of your life. In fact, my older brother would say it's a stepping stone. Like, it's a stepping stone for greatness. Yeah. Or if you want to console yourself, say they lost something huge. My dear, no, they. But at least just for your mental health, console yourself. The company that fired you has lost something, my dear. Okay, so take a moment to be happy that you're alive. Stop feeling that you're alone and like it's only you who doesn't have a job, my dear. The devil can leverage this feeling that you have. Don't allow him. In the next episode, we're gonna have a guest on the podcast, and that person will be speaking on this subject and share some experiences as well. So we've come to the end of this podcast. I don't know if it's really short, but I mean, for me, I just feel like I should continue talking, you know. But I shall not at this moment because I really need to get on other stuff. I really hope that you had a great time and you learned something today. First of all, take it off your mind that you don't have a job, my dear. Take it off your mind. Be open-minded. You know, open your heart to something new. Open your heart to this period. This period is for you to take a break, number one, possibly. For you that you didn't really like you didn't really have a life. You didn't have a life. That's the word. You didn't have a life. This time for you to take a break, you know. You probably have never taken a leave. Yes, while I was working, I never took a leave. My dear, oh my life. It's crazy, man. So, you know, just take this is your leave period. This is time for you to grow. This is time for you to better. This time for you to, you know, be a better version of yourself. Taking a course, acquiring a new skill, having fun, going on vacation if you have the money, you know, and a lot more. Starting something new, adventures, you know. So those things that even taking up your hobbies, like some of you can do a lot of things that. Do a lot of things so well before you got that job, and when you got that job you were not able to do those things again, like drawing, singing, you know, writing and all of that. I think this is a call for you to like go back to what you love, you know. You could even make money from it, you know. Even the Bible says your gifts will make way for you. So my dear, what are you waiting for? I really hope you had a good time and learned something today. I hope you share with someone you believe needs this. Never, I repeat, never assume that a brother or sister has it all together. Share with someone today. Stay with us, guys. Thank you for listening. Stay with us as you have or as you will. Follow us, subscribe. Subscribe on the Career Christian podcast. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere that you listen from. Also, follow us on Instagram at the Career Christian. There are more edifying content available for your consumption. Okay, guys, once again, thank you so much. See you in the next episode.